are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. It's our LCCC Coaches Show, and now we get a chance to talk to sophomore guard Carly O'Brien, who is definitely, we'll give her the tag of a blue collar worker, brings her lunch pail to work, and usually comes home all banged and bruised after every game. Make sure you get close to the microphone so we can chat with her.
Blue collar, but also to the Blue Cross Blue Shield at least award as well too. Again, as too many blues in that sentence, but again, as she again.
Now you know why I called the game.
Oh, don't give me that. Anyways. But again, Carly, though, we've seen it for now two seasons where, again, she's not afraid. Again, might be the smallest on the court sometimes, but not afraid to get at least inside and be physical with the bigs of any team. Again, always the key thing that I always respect of you, Carly, is, again, you come away, you get knocked down to the floor, but come up smiling. You got to love that, though. You got to love that attitude.
Well, let's chat with Carly here. You know, as we were talking with Coach prior to the Christmas break, and I'm sure you would probably notice it better than he would, especially with your colleagues on the floor. And again, I'm not going to knock Gabby and I'm not going to knock Courtney, but could you see that burnout factor happening prior to the Christmas break? Because you guys looked really flat at times.
Yeah, going out of our break, especially that last game, I think we were all just a little burned out. Definitely wasn't our best game, and we just turned the ball over too much and weren't the team we know we can be, and kind of shocked us all. I think we came out not with the right mindset, maybe thinking more about Christmas than the game that we're playing in.
Now, again, all five of you or whoever was on the floor at the time, I know you're all trying to give your 100%, but could you, as a player on the floor, see what was happening? As a matter of fact, I saw it happen to you where you had an open three and you passed it. Is that a Are you thinking too much out on the floor, so to speak?
Yeah, you could probably say that. After you miss a few, it kind of gets in your head a little bit, and I know it shouldn't, but that was a factor that game for sure. And a lot of us, I think, were just being timid and weren't doing what we normally can do.
So you go to the Christmas break, you come back, and I think, too, that was probably – as I told Coach Ortmeier on our last postgame show, I said this break probably came at the right time for you. So you had a chance to get away, spend some time with family, come back, and get ready for practice. And then your game gets canceled, so you got more practice. Things that you have worked on individually and as a team. And, again, you should be getting the feel of each other's moves. Gabby is getting the ball to you. You're getting the ball to Gabby. You're getting it down low, finding Courtney underneath, whatever the case may be. You guys should all start thinking as one now as you come back from the Christmas break.
Yeah, I think the break was good for us, but I think we're all ready and have the itch to play our game tomorrow. With all these practices, we're trying to stir up something a little bit different, and we're starting to run the ball more and play together, I'd say. And like you said, we're getting to know each other better, how we want to play, where we're going to be, and I'm really excited for tomorrow.
Obviously, you had a lengthy break there again, obviously missing the Adams State at least contest, but plenty of time there to at least work on. Here we are kind of quote-unquote starting a new season, at least with 2019. Was there anything in the offseason that you personally kind of worked on or at least tried to adjust, at least kind of develop, at least while you had that time away from games and practices?
I talked to Coach before we left break, just some things I need to work on and everything, and we talked about how all the teams kind of know what each player likes to do at this point in the season, so just talking about things I can do differently, different moves, like what they won't be expecting, so a little bit of that over break, and then just as a team, how we're going to come out a little different.
We look at this being your sophomore season, and hopefully, we got our fingers crossed that you're going to move on elsewhere, whether it's D1 or move, on to another four-year school and get that opportunity to play basketball. And I know grades are important, so I know you're buckling down here as the second semester will be coming up. Nursing, as we discussed prior to going on the air.
Oh, and you were so proud that you remember that one.
Yeah, because as I remember her saying, it was one of the best nursing programs around. Yeah. With that being said, as you get that opportunity, I don't know, have you looked at other schools that are coming up in your future where you would like to go? Has Coach informed you or somebody looking at you right now where you might want to move on and play again next season?
Yeah, Coach has been really helpful with that. We've been looking at different schools and just kind of leaving it open. Being in the nursing program, it's kind of hard especially with my specific program, but I want to move on and play at another school, and coach has been really helpful, and just we've talked about different options that are available to me.
You know, also too, as coach mentioned, he and Coach Ronaldo, they had a chance to look at some talent around here. Obviously, you can be eyes for him as well in your hometown. They would have been sophomores when you were senior, or, you know, junior and freshman, I don't know. The question would be, do you go out and watch high school games up there too, or maybe go to your old alma mater and watch a game and, hey, coach, you might want to take a look at so-and-so? I mean, do you help out Coach Ortmeier that way?
Last year I went to a few over Christmas break, living about a little too far away, just go home for a game. This year over break, there wasn't any games when I was home, but I do catch a few online. Last year we talked about a player. I haven't really said much to him this year about players yet.
Okay.
So not at all, at least no harm, no foul on that one. Again, just make him do the extra work. That's as plain as simple.
Just get the big bucks.
Absolutely. Anyways, though, at least for you, Carly, sophomore season, here we are at the kind of part two, at least final part of this, at least regular season. Any goals that you have for yourself, at least any, I guess we'll just keep with goals of what you have to kind of at least end out this season for yourself.
I'd say the biggest goal is I just want to make the tournament this year, get farther, be able to get to nationals and show everybody what we can do. Being the third year as a program, I think it'd be really cool just to get our name out there and show how we've built as a program just over 3 years.
Do you feel like you have some advantage being the sophomore with, you know, the incoming freshman, obviously being the freshman last year, but knowing these teams, like we got the Lady Trappers tomorrow, you played them up in Powell last year, you played them down here. We know what Casper, Lady Thunderbirds are like. I mean, you've had a chance to see the North. You've had a chance to play in the South again. Do you feel like you know what to expect when you're going to step on the floor against these teams?
Yeah, I think being a sophomore, it definitely helps having that experience from last year. And it helps coach also. He always has our scouting reports, so it's nice to, like, see familiar players. We kind of can go off that from last year, what we know. And we just know, like, the pace that the teams like to play at, so it's not just coming at us blindsided.
You know, when he calls a timeout, final thought for me, and then I know we got to move on here, but you prepare a certain way for a team, and maybe they do something different or they're defensing you differently, and he'll call a timeout. Is that something where you have a chance to say, hey, coach, they're not doing what we practice. They're doing something else. I mean, are you constantly aware of that on the floor all the time?
Yeah, it's nice. Coach is always open to different ideas from his players and Coach Ronaldo. Yeah, if we see that they're not doing something that we expected them to, we can just give him a quick idea. He thinks about it. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe he has something else. But he's always open for the other ideas also.
All right. Well, good luck to you. We will see you tomorrow evening in the RAC. And, again, Saturday we'll be heading north on
all the way up to Casper.
To Casper College and Sweet Erickson Gymnasium. All right. Carly O'Brien along with Coach Brian Ortmeier, thank you so much for joining us on our first half of our program.
And again, women up first tomorrow, as it will be a doubleheader for LCCC. Yes, 5:30, 5:10 pregame show here on 1480 K-Ray, 101.1 FM, 1480kray.com, and video live streaming, as always, on Periscope and 1480 K-Ray YouTube channel.
That's right. You take care of all of that video stuff. I'll take care of the audio.
Why don't I get paid the big bucks?
Well, you at least get paid, don't you?
I
would like to see one of those checks.
Though,
we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with the guys. It's LCCC Golden Eagles time, as it will be Jason Ficka along with Courtney Dean coming up right here on 1480 K-Ray.